All right. Y'all thought we were going defense, didn't you? No. Almost. All right, go ahead. Fire away.
What do you mean almost?
I always fight for defensive guys, you know.
Maybe another UCLA linebacker?
I don't know.
How involved was Coach Stewart in the title update?
Well, everybody's involved. Coach Stewart, Coach Turner. I had Pat Shermer look at all the wide receivers, the scouts, obviously, Rick, myself. You know, it's always a collective effort.
Mike, you guys have wanted Teddy to let it loose. You guys have said that. How does this help him let it loose when you got a big guy like that?
Well, Mark, I think a couple things. A lot of the routes that we throw is exactly what Treadwell does. After the season got over, you know, and you go through your year-end review, one of the things we talked about was we wanted to get a big receiver with big catching radius. We just felt like with this football team, that was important for us to get some size out there. You know, we've got, you know, Diggs and Jarius Wright, kind of smaller guys, and so that was part of it. And then, honestly, this kid is really a lot like I'm trying to build this football team. He's a tough, physical player that's a heck of a competitor. We obviously took him because him as a receiver, but he is the best blocking receiver that I have ever seen. And I mean, I can't remember one that blocks as well as this guy has that I've seen on tape. So that was another added bonus with him as well. You know, I know there's a lot about his 40 time, but he does not, I mean, if you know, some guys play fast on the tape, and that's what he does. He was a number one rated receiver coming out of high school. He was a number one receiver in 2014, and then he got hurt, and it was a little slow coming on this year. But I think he's going to help us in a lot of ways.
Mike, Houston moved up, you know, one extra pick. Were you guys trying to trade up into that spot?
No.
Was there anxiousness waiting to see if he would still be available, especially when the run on receivers started?
It's always anxious when it gets to be around your pick. You know, you got your guys that you want, and obviously you got to, you know, have to have a few guys just in case something happens. But, you know, we spent a lot of time on him. Talked to a lot of people. We had him up for the top 30 visit. You know, so we did our due diligence.
Was he the one receiver you were after, or was he in a group of receivers you would have been happy with there?
Well, we looked at a lot of them, but he was the one that really all the intangible things that we were looking for, he was the one that stood out to us.
How do you feel about the way he recovered from that horrific injury? I mean, it's been well chronicled, but he really worked hard to work his way back.
He did, and he started out a little slow, you know, when he first got back, but as the season progressed, he continued to get better and better and better, and I think, you know, it shows a lot about his fortitude in the things that he does.
There's a lot of talk about, you know, how good of a blocker he is, but how important is that in the final evaluation?
It's an added bonus. It's not the number one thing, but, you know, we are a running football team, and so, you know, that does help our run game. I just asked him to, you know, because he's done a lot of work on offense with receivers and quarterbacks and things like that. So I just asked him to look at him. Just a little extra work I gave him.
Mike, when he's playing in the SEC, playing against higher-end corners, how much does that help his stock as you guys are looking at tape of him?
Well, I think it's important that you, especially when you're picking, you know, in the first round and high, that you that you go against good competition, you see people against good competition, you know, they the bright lights don't affect them when they get out there, you know, they get out and always in the NFL now, you know, and sometimes smaller school have a little harder time with that.
visited with him several times, you know, probably combine visit when he's down, you're down at his pro day. What kind of stood out just in talking to him about how he approaches them?
He's a big-time competitor. I like competitors. I like tough guys. I like physical guys. It doesn't have to be just on defense. It can be, all over the football field. It's an attitude that we're trying to present here with the Vikings, and he has an attitude about it.
Mike, there was a video of you, I think it was TCU, where you were getting up and pressing the cornerback. Were you able to get kind of a hands-on look at Treadwell like that as well?
No, I was supposed to go down there to that workout, and something came up, and I didn't make it to that one.
How does adding a receiver like this potentially help the growth of Teddy?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that that was why we selected him, to be honest with you. We felt like he was the best player there. We felt like we needed a big, strong receiver. And, I think the development of Teddy is up to Teddy.
What do you think the learning curve for him is like? I mean, is he needs some work before he's every down ready kind of guy?
Well, I think everybody will. Everybody will. But he's an outside receiver. We can do some other things with some of the guys we have to help some of that, too.
How do you look at now? You've just added a good receiver, and you still have some pretty good ones, obviously, in the fold. How do you look at this competition you're going to have now in receiver?
It's great. I love competition. I think it's good. And the players understand, we're going to pick somebody, and, hopefully he's a good player. And, whether it's another defensive player or corner or whatever. So... NFL players understand that every year the draft comes up and they're going to have competition.
Mike, the Michael Irvin comparisons with him are probably a little premature, but
pretty good.
Is he able to run some of the routes that Norv has used in his offense, whether it's been with Irvin or different guys over the years, the most routes and that kind of thing?
Yeah, and Ben, that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. A lot of the routes that we run are a lot of the routes that that Laquan runs the best, and so I could probably see the resemblance, but it's a long ways away from where it is.
So who does he remind you of then?
I don't really like to compare players, honestly. There's some guys on some other teams in the league that reminds me of him. Yeah. One of the things that when we were looking at all these receivers, a lot of times it came up, how would you defend this guy? How would you, what would you do to try to take this guy out of the game? How would you be able to, can you single him? Do you double him? Do you, different things? And so, this guy's a big physical guy that, little guys are going to have a hard time defending.
Besides being a competitor, what are those intangibles that perhaps you liked the most in him that may not have been everyone else's idea?
Well, besides the competitors is huge, but he's got a huge catch radius. He works extremely hard. He's all about football. He's a good leader. So all those things.
Offense seemed to struggle sometimes last year in the red zone. How does adding a big body guy like this help you in that area?
It will. But I don't want this guy to be just a red zone receiver. I want him to be a all the time receiver, but we did talk about his ability in the red zone to use his size and strength, and that's another added factor. But you take receivers because they're receivers, not because they're blockers or red zone players. But those are added bonuses, yes.
Coach, you discussed that Treadwell likes to run a lot of the routes that your offense likes to run. Do you see him bringing anything to the table that could help enhance the offense? Have you discussed any of that with Norm or the other offensive coaches?
Well, yeah. I mean, I kind of said that earlier with the fact that we felt like we needed a big receiver that can go up and get the football, that can battle in some of the areas, and that's why he intrigued us so much right from the start. Most, you know, I felt like it was important for our team to have a big guy. And we talked about it, you know, I guess it was in January when we got done, that this was one of the guys we were looking, you know, he wasn't specifically, but a big physical receiver.
Do you see him helping make your cornerbacks better, working with them every day, going up against a big physical receiver and helping in their improvements as well?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't really think of it that way. You know, we thought about it as how can he help our football team and really more about our offensive football team than anything. Good? All right, thank you.